What God said about the people of Judah in Isaiah sounds like people today. Here's another powerful example in Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat," and that means to make it dull. "Make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed." These words truly fit people today. This passage is a warning and a rebuke to the stubbornness of people everywhere. God told Isaiah to preach to these people, and the Lord warned him that many people would not listen. Oh, they would hear what he said, but they wouldn't believe it because they would not take it to heart. They were not going to change. And God knew this before he sent the prophet. So why did he send the prophets in the Old Testament when he knew that the people would not listen? Well, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 5 gives the answer that God gave to the prophet Ezekiel. He said, "Whether they will hear or whether they will refuse or forbear, yet shall they know that a prophet has been among them." So God described to Isaiah what the people would do in verse 9. They would hear what Isaiah said, but they would not understand. Why? Not because they tried to understand but couldn't. It was because they didn't want to understand. Yes, there were people in Bible times who heard men like Isaiah, and even men like Moses and Solomon and John the Baptist and Paul and even Jesus, who didn't learn much or change at all. Why? Well, the next verse explains. Verse 10 says that Isaiah, in his preaching, would make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and their eyes would be shut. These people had a hard heart. Their conscience was dull. They were too stubborn to listen and too distracted to care. The Word of God didn't touch their hearts. It didn't penetrate the hardened soil of their minds. Now, this verse doesn't mean that Isaiah made it so hard that they couldn't understand it. And it certainly doesn't mean that God caused them to be stubborn. They were already rebellious. And when they heard Isaiah's preaching, they became even worse. Now, let's look for a few minutes at how this passage is quoted in the New Testament. Jesus applied it to the hard-hearted Jews in Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. He said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." In John chapter 12, we find another example of how this passage is quoted in the New Testament. In John chapter 12, verse 37, the Bible says, "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him." And then in verse 39, "Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." Years later, Paul was in Rome, and he met with the Jewish leaders of that city. And the Bible says in Acts 28, verse 23, he appointed them a day so that he could expound and testify the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he did this from morning till evening, Acts 28, verse 23. In verse 24, the Bible says, "And some believed the things which were spoken, but some believed not." Then in verse 25, the Bible says, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto the fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them." Do Isaiah's words fit people today? They sure do. Talking to many people today about the gospel is like talking to a wall. Their heart is so hardened, they won't listen. And sometimes, even church members, when they hear the Bible preached, really don't listen. They won't change because they're just too stubborn. Like Isaiah said thousands of years ago, they have closed their eyes and their ears are dull of hearing. But thank God that some in Isaiah's day and some people today will hear the gospel. And that's another look at America through the eyes of Isaiah.